From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. This week, the first in a two-part discussion about health literacy. On Monday, I went to a forum in Columbia that discussed the state's Medicaid expansion debate. The nonprofit Missouri Foundation for Health hosted the event.
So we've had this is our sixth meeting around the state, and it's been a wide range of audiences. So we've had providers, we've had just general public, we've had healthcare providers, advocates. We've had some really good discussions around the state in terms of cost, both at the federal and state level, impact on people's health and on their lives. So it's the whole spectrum of issues have come up.
That's Ryan Barker, the foundation's director for health policy and the presenter at these forums. Now, those in the audience at the Columbia Forum Monday night seemed to already be well informed about Medicaid expansion. Many of the audience members were healthcare providers or social justice advocates. They asked detailed questions about what would happen to the state's high-risk insurance pool or wondered about whether there will be acid tests for new Medicaid recipients. After the forum, Barker told me that that haven't been the case in all the other forums he's hosted.
In other parts of the state, there have been places that we've gone where it's been more of the general public and asking a lot more basic questions about Medicaid and what does this really mean, and just not knowing as much as the crowd here did tonight.
See, that's interesting, considering the Medicaid expansion bill filed by Representative Jay Barnes of Jefferson City last month. One of the main differences of Barnes's bill to the one proposed by House Democrats and Governor Jay Nixon is that it would allow new Medicaid participants to choose from different private insurers and pick their own health plans. So I asked Barker, if even now many Missourians still have basic questions about Medicaid, what happens if Barnes's expansion proposal gets implemented and Medicaid recipients have to pick their own plans? Are Missourians ready?
I hate to pick on low-income Medicaid recipients. I would say I work in healthcare and I get my annual insurance plan big booklet, and I often have a hard time understanding exactly what my plan is and what does it cover and what does all this language mean. And so I think most Missourians have a hard time understanding what are these different plan options, which one is best for me and my family. People need help understanding their options and understanding, okay, what works best for me and my family.
And there's also the question of the online health insurance marketplace that's supposed to be up and running by October 2013. Under the Affordable Care Act, every state has to have a website where low-income residents can compare and purchase private insurance health plans. These days, most Missourians, like most Americans, get their health insurance through their employers and have likely never made these types of insurance decisions on their own. On next week's show, we'll explore whether Missourians are equipped for this change. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.